And a very good morning to you all. Christopher Hitchens died in the late 2011, and I did love the man dearly. Sadly, however, I never got to meet him, but I do know that Peter Sagal did meet him once, and it was such a memorable night that Peter Sagal actually wrote about it and included it as well in one of his broadcasts. Now, Christopher Hitchens was what you might call something of an intellectual terrorist. He was ruthless, but ruthless in his pursuit of reason. He probably infuriated, though, as many people as he enthralled, because he was no great fan of things like, well, religion. Obviously, when you hold such strong beliefs on a subject like religion, this does tend to have the effect of, well, metaphorically speaking, painting a great big target on your chest. However, somebody once said, I think it was Charles Lamb, and I'm paraphrasing here, that it doesn't matter whether a man is right or whether he is wrong, as long as he is clear. If he is right, he will act as a beacon for us. If he is wrong, he will act as a warning signal to us. And both are equally valuable. So there is one thing that you could certainly say about Christopher Hitchens, is that he was very, very clear about his positions on everything from the US military, of which he was a huge fan, not least because he found it was a phenomenal institution for racial integration and offered education and training to millions. And then on to Mother Teresa, whom he despised because he felt that she was offering Holy Communion to people when they really needed antibiotics. And then on to things like state-sponsored religion, which he condemned because he felt it was inherently unfair to those who did not necessarily subscribe to that particular religion. Anyway, I bring him up because recently I had to give a talk on the decline of the status of the Catholic Church in Ireland. Over the last 20 years, we have seen a dramatic shift in Ireland to a more secular society, a phenomenon that has not been accompanied, I should add, by a mass breakdown of law and order. Indeed, it's been the similar experience in most European countries where we've seen a drift towards a more secular society, but, as I said, not accompanied by a mass breakdown in law and order. Obviously, crime does still exist and occur, but crime rates in Europe are nothing like what they are here in the United States, which is, overtly at least, a far more religious society. And all of this does make me wonder as to what religion is for. Is it for the individual's spiritual salvation, or is it meant as a means by which morals and ethics can be encoded and can be disseminated? It's a moot point, and one that's worthy of debate, one which I'm sure Christopher Hitchens himself debated on many occasions. And while you may or may not agree with him, there is no doubting the man's legendary wit and wisdom. May he rest in peace.
That was commentator Brian O'Noonoin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Noonoin every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio, and you can listen again on our audio on demand page at redriverradio.org. Just look for What Was I Thinking?